FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Shut up, sit down, it's on. Here is the news for the 18th of February 2014. Here are the headlines.
Hello, I'm Jack and here are the headlines. New green buses on the way, Environment Agency jobs under threat, and graphene discoverers honoured.
Manchester's biggest bus operators have made a major investment in new cleaner buses to run on routes throughout Manchester. Stagecoach have made a £3.5 million investment in a new diesel-electric vehicle which uses tricks such as harnessing energy from braking to charge the battery up and producing 35% less carbon than conventional buses. Route 50 runs from Parswood through the city centre to Media City.
Four poignant letters from Manchester students who fought on the front line during World War I will go on display for the first time in a free exhibition. A history professor called Thomas Friedrich Taut, who taught the war heroes at the Victoria University in Manchester, was the receiver of these letters, which were filled with descriptions of the conditions they faced and the revealings of their hopes and fears. Herbert Eckersley, who was one of the 300 Victoria University students that lost their lives during the Great War, wrote a letter 15 days before he was killed in action near Ypres in 1917. It expressed the hope that he will soon be back and working on his thesis in Manchester. Two of the letter writers named Thomas Seymour Hurrell and J. Stanley Carr both survived the war, but it is not known if another student writer, S.L. Connor, lived. In Connor's letter to the professor, he writes, "It was my intention to write to you some time back, but amidst the many letters that had to be got off, it was omitted. Their letters and other mementos will be on show as part of the aftermath at the library," and curator Jackie Fortnum said, "It's remarkable how in appalling experiences people found a way to be compassionate." The letters will be displayed at the John Rylands Library, situated on Deansgate.
Good news! Graphene pioneers given freedom of the city. As you probably already know, two Russian professors at Manchester University, Sir Andrei Gaim and Sir Konstantin Novoselov, I haven't pronounced it right, I'm sure, invented in 2010 a new substance called graphene, which is going to revolutionise computing, electronics and medicine. And they won the Nobel Prize for this, of course, in 2010. Now, Manchester has honoured them as well by giving them the freedom of the city. During the ceremony, council leader Sir Richard Lees commented on the great contribution of immigrants to the cities. To the city, not the cities, city. And he later tweeted, "Very special to be at ceremony to celebrate Andrei Grimes and Konstantin Novoselov, our two Nobel Prize winners, the freedom of the city of Manchester." Congratulations.
Plans to axe 1,700 jobs at the Environmental Agency are to be raised in fresh talk this Thursday. Last week, Environmental Agency announced that there would be job cuts put on hold while the flooding crisis persisted. But the GMB union have announced that it is clear that the agency would press redundancies after the floods have reduced.
Sale Sharks have today announced the signing of Scotland star Chris Cusiter. The move comes after the summer departure of scrum half Dwayne Peel. Cusiter has huge international experience and has been capped by Scotland 66 times and touring with the Lions in 2005 in New Zealand. Sale have made the capture of a top class number 9 their priority after last month's confirmation that Peel was to join Bristol in May. Cusiter becomes Sale's second Scottish signing for next season, after Nathan Hines signed last month, also a former British Lion. Cusiter has signed a two-year deal, started his professional career with Border Reavers in 2003, moving to Pannion in 2007 before joining Glasgow in 2009.
A charity event in aid of Cancer Research UK is seeking a DJ to front an event at the Sasha's Hotel this Saturday evening. Anyone who can assist should contact Amy on Twitter at Amy Lowcock.
Tonight's massive game will go ahead despite fears of the ground being waterlogged. FC United will host Nantwich Town at Gig Lane tonight after this morning's pitch inspection. Kick-off is 7:45 and a win will take the Reds to 7th in the league. So get yourself to that football ground. That's the end of the show for today. Thank you for listening. Now over to Peter for the weather.
Good afternoon. Now from the weather. And the weather today is from your favourite pet store. So, here we are from Dr. Doolittle's, your favourite pet shop. First of all, let's ask Mr. Bear. Oh, Mr. Bear's very grumpy this morning. Why are you so grumpy, Mr. Bear? Because it's not going to snow. Okay, so the weather forecast last night was wrong. It's not going to snow. Oh, Mr. B. No, Mr. Bear, we've already heard from you. Mr. B. I'm pressing Mr. B. There's Mr. B. And he's happy. Because it's going to be sunny. Mr. Bear's interrupting again. Yeah, we know you're not happy, Mr. Bear. I'm looking for... OK, we're trying to ask the other animals, but Mr. Bear keeps interrupting. So anyway, you do know that it's not going to snow tomorrow and it's going to be very sunny. So, from Talk to the Animals, your favourite pet store, bye-bye.